Cities. TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's time for Be Local Buzz with Devin. Devin is the owner and publisher of Stroll Harbor Bluffs and Be Local Beaches magazines. She's also the founder of Raising Relief Foundation and the host of Be Local Buzz on the TAN Talk Radio Network. Now here's Devin, your community connector.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Be Local Buzz with Devin, your community connector here every Thursday at 4 o'clock on TAN Talk Radio. And I hope everyone's having a fabulous day and survived all those crazy storms we were having over the last couple days. And I just wanted to start off with wishing everyone who celebrates a happy Easter this weekend. I know there's a lot of Easter egg hunts and all that kind of stuff, bunnies, and of course the religious aspect of it. But I just wanted to say I hope you're having a great day. Juan, how are you? Juan is our new producer, so you're not going to hear me say Matt anymore. It's all about Devin and Juan. How's it going?
Doing pretty good. Pretty good. Nice days. Beautiful weather.
Excellent. All right. Well, of course, I have a great show. Now, listen up. Or if you're watching, hello. Hello, viewers. So listen up and watch this, because this is all about saving money. And I know everyone, including myself, my husband may disagree with that, wants to save money. So I got three great experts in here. And you know that if you're hearing it here on Be Local, it's because I went out in the community and searched and interviewed and talked to the best business owners, the ones that really care about you, experience at what they're doing, and really care about other business owners, their customer, and the community. So let's see. I've been starting off my show with a little trivia. Oh, here comes my third guest. Welcome, Jen.
Hello.
Yes, hi, wave everybody. To our viewers.
Hey, Jen.
All right. So trivia. What did the first webcam ever stream at the University of Cambridge in 1993? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone out there? Someone's probably on their phone or at their desk Googling it right now. What did the first webcam ever stream at the University of Cambridge in 1993? It's pretty cool. Do you know what it is, Jen?
No, I don't want to say it out loud.
Okay, it's you got to keep it clean. Well, no, you don't have to keep it clean. I take it back. All right, ready? It's a coffee pot, so you could see if it was empty or full. Isn't that genius? Instead of walking all around the webcam to see the coffee pot if it was empty and full, instead of walking and finding out it was empty. I thought that, yeah, very interesting. All right, so this is about saving money, and that's what we're all about, and we got the experts in here today. So, Juan, I want to introduce our first guest. Her name is Chris. And do we have a song for Chris? Yeah? For those of you who can't see Juan, he's waving his head. And why on earth would Devin play, that's me, why would I play Whip It for you?
Well, I am a local realtor. Our name of the company is Whip It Properties. However, it's spelled like Whip It the dog, not Whip It.
So, sounds the same, though. Sounds the same.
Yeah, it really does. The company's been around for about 5 to 6 years in the Tampa area.
Nice.
It was originally over in the Orlando area, but my broker lives over in Tampa. I'm here in Pinellas County. And she and I got together and saw this unique debt program that we thought would be a good add-on to...
And you said a debt program?
Yes.
Okay.
Debt reduction program.
Oh, I like it. I like
yes,
it.
Yes. In order to pay down your debt faster. And we thought it would be a good add-on to real estate, because that's your biggest investment that people ever make, and puts you the most in debt for 30 years and sometimes even longer now, because mortgages are getting higher and higher.
And people take second mortgages and reverse mortgages and all that kind of stuff.
Right. So it's like mortgage is a way of life. So we decided to buy into this program and use it ourselves, and we were really impressed with it. So we thought, you know, this is really something we'd like to do as an add-on to the business. So we sat around and thought, well, what can we name this? And the Whippet came out, Whip That Debt. So it's kind of a takeoff on Whippet Properties. So I've been using the program personally now for about a year and a half. I got into it because we ended up having termites at our house, had to have the house tented, and went to an Airbnb, came home with bed bugs that we found out about a month after that. So needless to say, I was in debt $6,000 more just like that
for
bugs. And I was questioning, why did I ever move to Florida from Pennsylvania? I didn't know about all this crazy stuff down here. So, you know, I heard about the program and was introduced to it and just fell in love with it. And that's when I talked to my broker, Barbara, about it. And I said, hey, I think this is something that we should promote together. So we've been doing that. And
So everyone who's tuning in and hearing about this story about saving money and everything, this is Be Local Buzz with Devin here every Thursday on TAN Talk Radio. And the theme today is saving money. And we're talking to Chris with Whippet. And it's called, actually, Whip Your Debt, right? Mm-hmm, right. And she is really giving some great hints. So it's a program that you follow, or what do they do? Someone hires you. Tell us a little bit about this program.
Okay. It's a software program that's designed to analyze your financial situation.
Okay.
And it provides a strategic plan for reducing debt. So it's like a financial GPS,
because
it offers
that.
You a route to potentially reduce and manage your debt in less time than traditional methods, without requiring you to give up your Starbucks coffee every day or never eat dinner again outside of the house. So it works with the money that you have in your expendable income. And how it works is it's algorithms that operate in the background, and it strategically analyzes everything that you have programmed into it. So, and it tells you when to pay things to the exact penny, when to move your money from one account to another, like from your checking into your savings. And then when you have like a balance in your savings account of X amount, it knows to tell you to put this much money onto this credit card or whatever to the exact penny to cancel out the interest faster than you ever could.
So let's talk a little bit about that interest, because, I mean, credit cards are like at a high, right? The debt for credit cards that people, because that's what they do. They get into situations and they just use their credit card, right? So talk a little bit about that. Do you know like how much and what kind of interest rate and what kind of money are people just spending on that? And some of them aren't even making, they're making their minimum payment, but they're not even touching the principal, if you will. Is that the right term?
Okay. Yeah. Right now, the United States has over $1 trillion in credit card debt. That's the highest it's ever been. And it's just out of control.
See, Mark, it's not just me. Marky Poo, if you're listening, it's not just us, okay?
Right, it's everyone, because, you know, if you don't have enough money to have something done and an emergency comes up, what do? You put it on a credit card.
That's what I told him when I was in Louis Vuitton. See, he doesn't understand. When emergency comes up,
that's a great example of an emergency. Emergency shopping. But when you think about it, people are spending 34.5 cents of every single dollar to pay interest on their debt.
Wow.
So that leaves you with, you know, less than 70 cents for you to use the money for what you need. So, and the thing is, you know, we get so comfortable in life and busy that we think, well, I'll just let it go. I'll think about that tomorrow. But usually when it comes to making wise financial decisions, we generally take the easiest path, not the best path. So that's what Whip That Debt helps you with. Right now, I think people know the basic things about how to get rid of their debt. You know, they pay the minimum payment, which gets you absolutely nowhere,
right?
Because the credit or the interest keeps adding up and adding up. You can send extra money to your principal on your mortgage, or refinance or do debt consolidation. Some people make biweekly payments on their mortgages, and then everybody knows the Dave Ramsey method of doing the debt snowball or avalanche.
No, not everyone. Oh. See, I love when these experts come on the show, right? And they start talking in their language, and they're like, everybody knows. Nobody knows but you, Chris, okay? Okay. So, right, if you're listening... Well, and Paul knows, but I can tell he's a smart guy. But anyways, it doesn't matter. People always assume that people know their business, right?
Right.
So if I started talking about, everyone knows about Pub Manager. Do you guys know about Pub Manager?
Mm-hmm.
No, but everyone in my magazine world knows about Pub Manager. Right, so it's the same thing. So tell us about Dave Ramsey's method, please.
Okay, well, there's the debt snowball, where you pay the smallest loan off first out of all of your debts, and then as that's paid off, then you put the money you used on that particular bill and add it on to the next bill and so on until you gradually pay things off. But then there's the avalanche method, where you pay the highest interest card first.
I like this.
And get that canceled out. Then you take that money, roll it down to the next one and the next one. So, you know, those are the typical ways that people know of, you know, to manage their debt. But it's not the best way. So how the debt program works that I promote, Whip That Debt, it's an online web-based program. It's money management and debt elimination. It employs its own banking strategies and complex algorithms. So basically, it's working in reverse of the way the banks calculate your interest, because course they're out to earn money,
right,
make their shareholders happy, so they are charging the interest for the longest period of time. And one thing I learned when I first got into this was one of my credit cards was set up so that I would be paying it for the next 50 years. Well,
wow.
I'll be dead by then.
Yeah. Wow.
So, and people really don't realize that. So this employs proven banking strategies. It's the only interactive system on the market today. And the program has a unique ability to adjust in real time as situations change in your life, which
is for everybody. Right, which happens all the time.
Right.
So if you're just getting in your car or putting on your desk, thank you, viewers. Be Local Buzz with Devin here every Thursday on Tan Talk Radio, and I bring in the experts to tell you how to do things efficiently and effectively. And today we have Chris from Whip It. And she's talking about how to consolidate your debt. And she's talking about this great program that she actually founded. Like, you came on to it about two years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really helped her, and she uses it with her customers. How does someone get in contact with you, and what does that mean? All right, so... Do we meet? Do I bring you all my statements? Do I bring you all my, like, kind of like my home P&L statement?
Okay. Well, I can be reached at 412-401-2785. Yes, I'm an ex-Pittsburgher, so I kept that phone number.
Okay.
And I totally forgot what else you asked me.
Well, I just want to know, like, and she did, actually, Stroll Harbor Bluffs, so you can go to strollharborbluffs.com, and in the April edition, which actually got released last week, she has a great article in there. And then also scan the QR code, because you can meet Chris.
Yeah,
off the pages
video
of the magazine.
Right.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
So I asked you, so someone calls you, makes an appointment with you.
Correct, yeah.
Are these in person, or can you do Zoom? And what do they need to prepare for this appointment? Do they need to bring statements, credit card statements, all that kind of stuff?
Right. Okay. It can be done either virtually by Zoom or in person. There's absolutely no obligation. The analysis is free. And it is completely confidential for people that worry about their financial, you know, information being out there.
I worry about my financial information being out there to my husband. So, I mean,
We can do a very confidential.
Okay.
Yeah, but no, I don't need account numbers or anything like that. Basically, like for your mortgage, how much do you still owe? How many years do you have left? What is your interest rate? What's your monthly payment? For credit cards, the same thing. You know, what's your balance as of today? The interest rate? How much do you pay each month? So, you know, basically just information like that. And all of the information is put into the program. and it will calculate the date that you will be absolutely debt-free, which totally blew my mind because I had over $250,000 worth of debt when I did this. And I was totally amazed when it came back to me and said I would be out of debt in 6.7 years. And it gives you the exact date
that
you'll be
debt-free.
Now, this, of course, changes as...
You spend money.
Yeah, you spend money or, you know, as things are paid off, say... You know, you get a windfall, $15,000. You plug that into the program, and the program will tell you the best way to use that money. Whereas you might have thought, you know, oh, I'm going to throw $10,000 on this bill or that bill, but it might not be the best decision. Whereas the program, through the algorithms, knows what's the best thing to do.
So it might be invest and take that money, just pay your bill or something. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, so it's very cool the way it works.
All right, and that is Chris. Chris, can you tell everyone how they can call you? And again, strollharborbluffs.com. Chris has a great article in there, and she's also in there every month. Her ad is in there. She's one of our sponsors. We're very proud to have her. And you can go to strollharborbluffs.com, which is our website. And how can someone get in contact with you?
Sure. Again, my phone number is 412-401-2785. That's the best way to reach me, honestly. I also have chrissellsflorida@gmail.com.
Cool.
So all run together, and there's no H in Chris.
I was going to say it's C-R-I-S.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. And then, like you heard, if you heard her say that, when she first started her program, $250,000 in debt. Now, I would think that that would be like the rest of my life, but it came through at 6.5 years or 6.7 years. That's amazing.
It really is.
And Chris, you use the word mortgage a little bit. I have a little bit of trivia. Juan, are you listening? We have a little bit of trivia, okay? All right, get ready to ding, 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 or boo, 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 whatever we do. Okay. Chris, or anyone out there, where does the word mortgage come from?
Oh, my. As a realtor, I don't think I even know that. I never thought about it.
It's a French term meaning dead pledge.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. How ironic
isn't
is that?
That? Like, isn't that like so... Wild?
Yeah, it really is.
So just a little trip. You always learn something on Be Local Buds, something very important like that, right? So you can use that with your next house hunter.
Yeah, definitely. You
so
you don't want to be dead when that mortgage is paid off. You want to be able to enjoy it.
All right, so Juan, our next beautiful guest is no stranger to radio. As a matter of fact, she did my launch show with me from the very... I was a virgin host, and Jen helped me through that. So do we have a song for Jen?
Oh, the sound of the thing is not a ring. It's more like a pleasant purr. And the only sound I hear at night is the sound of my purring air conditioner. Oh, the air is pure and dehumidified.
You can always count on me to get from the archives. I dig in those tunnels and holes, and I go deep to find songs that will match you. It is called The Air Conditioner Song, and it's by David Ferguson.
Okay. David Ferguson. Is he a singer or is he
country singer? I think. Right. I don't know. Don't ask me trivia questions on David Ferguson.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, let's put this up. I'm gonna do what Chris said. Everyone knows who David Ferguson is, so let's just move on. Jen.
Yes, I'm happy to be back.
Happy to be back on our saving money. But I do have a trivia question for you. I'm gonna you off with a trivia question.
Okay.
Oh, so before I do trivia, Jen, can you tell our viewers and our listeners what you do before I start going, and why would I play the air conditioning song for you?
I don't know, because I'm a plumber? No, I'm kidding. Yeah. So I am an air conditioning contractor. I own an air conditioning company called Genergy Air Services, and we're based out of Largo. I fix and sell and install air conditioning systems here in Pinellas County.
And you're like a rock star. I know, like the Harbor Bluffs families like love you. You were just out there, what, yesterday again?
Yeah. Yeah, out there yesterday, and Yeah, no, I've lived in this area for 40-something years, so very familiar with houses in Pinellas County and also their air conditioning system. So
awesome. Yeah. I know we're happy with you. And again, if you're hearing them on Be Local Buzz, or if you're seeing them in Stroll Harbor Bluffs or Be Local Beaches in Greater Clearwater Magazine, they're the best. So call them first. So I do have a little trivia, okay? Where were the first places to use air conditioning?
Movie theaters.
Yes! She's right!
Willis Carrier. Thank you, Willis Carrier, the inventor of air conditioning.
Yes, Jen knows her stuff. All right, yes, air conditioners were first seen in movie theaters. So, Jen, tell us about saving money. What can people do to save money through air conditioning? And Mark, if you please check your text, because I know this was going to come up today. Change the air filters this weekend.
Please. I need to come by and install a UV light. Mark reminded me last night. So okay. I'll come, Mark. I won't, but someone else will come put that UV light in. So right now, there's a lot of government incentives when you replace your air conditioning system.
Oh,
so
cool.
This year, the DOE, Department of Energy, changed the way systems were designed so they were more energy efficient. And so they put some incentives in place, some tax incentives, as well as Duke Energy has some rebates as well. So if you're thinking about replacing your air conditioning system right now, if you put in a 15.3 SEER 2 system or higher, and SEER, because I know not everybody knows what a SEER rating is, is a seasonal energy efficiency rating. It's how the government rates your system as far as energy efficiency is concerned. So if you put in a 15.3 SEER 2 or higher system, you qualify for 30% of the cost of the system up to $2,000 back from the IRS next year. And that is in a credit form. So it's not like you get a check, like one of your kids, you know, a tax credit. So if you pay taxes at the end of the year, you have $2,000 to throw at that.
Nice.
So there's that. And then Duke Energy has a lot of incentives as well. So if you switch from a straight cool AC system with an electric heat strip to a heat pump, they're giving $350 back in a rebate on your energy bill towards your new system. So also, if you just increase your system to a 15.3 SEER 2 heat pump, they really like heat pumps in the state of Florida as opposed to AC systems, because when you use your heat, they're a lot more energy efficient. So there's a $150 rebate from Duke Energy too. That's just some, if you're thinking about changing your system, think about not going with a basic 14 SEER. You want to go to a 15.3 SEER 2 or higher. And if your contractor isn't telling you about these things, I will. Call me.
Yes, yes. And we only deal with brutally honest people. And like,
yes.
Jen will be out there. If you don't need a new air conditioner, she's going to tell you. You don't need a new air conditioner. This is
absolutely
all you need to do.
Yeah,
so
fix it.
So what's going on out there? How are you seeing people? What's going on with the condition? What are people not doing that they should be doing just to get ready for the summer? Okay,
yeah.
This is crazy, and you don't want to be stuck in June and July and be like, oh my God, I should have done that when it was cooler.
Yeah.
Right? So what can people do proactively right now?
Well, right now, people are really crazy about maintenance. So as soon as that pollen, I'll be
Mark's
on about
not,
Florida
but I'm just
pollen,
saying, everyone might be, but not.
Yeah. As soon as pollen hits the cars, everybody's thinking, oh, summer's coming. That makes us think spring is here, summer is next. And our springs, we know, last, what, a month, and then all of a sudden
summer,
we have summer heat, you know?
For 9 months.
So everybody now is thinking about getting maintenance done, and it's really important. So you want your system to be, your air handler to be clean, everything to be checked out, refrigerant levels, because if you don't maintain your system, it's going to break in the summertime because it's working really hard, and it works easier when it's clean and everything is working as it's supposed to be. So maintenance is really important right now. What else should they be doing? Changing their filters regularly, because if the system can't breathe, it struggles and parts fail. Also, people aren't aware, and I find this a lot when I'm giving estimates for new systems. Yes, I come and give estimates in person, that other AC companies...
She's so darn cute, you wouldn't think she does, but she does. She crawls around
I'm
in those
tiny,
attics sometimes.
I fit
right?
into small spaces.
Yes.
that people don't give options. So when you're picking a system now, you don't just pick a system, like a 3-ton for a 3-ton. Now you have the option to pick your fan speed and your air handler, as well as your compressor speed. And compressor speeds aren't just single speeds now. There's two stages, as well as variable speed compressors that will run longer And when they run longer, they're running at lower compressor speeds and they're using less electricity. Ah. People don't understand that when your system starts up, that's when it uses the most electricity. So if it's constantly turning on and turning off, it's using the contactor and the capacitor and it's giving it a jolt of electricity. Where if it runs longer at lower speeds, your house is way more dehumidified because it's dehumidifying the air for longer times, and it's using less electricity. So they're a little more expensive up front, but you pay a little bit more, but you have a much lower electric bill long term, and you also have a house that feels like Macy's. You ever walk into the mall in the summertime and you're like, wow, yeah, it feels so good in here. Your house feels like that. So
no, I never go to the mall.
Never, never, ever.
No. Nope.
So, but you do like Amazon. I see the boxes in your front door.
That's Mark. I'm a shopper. I'm only kidding. So if you just tuning in, thank you very much. It's Be Local Buzz with Devin, and we got energy saving money this week, and we got Jen Reynolds talking, and she's talking about maintaining your air conditioning to be proactive before the heat really sets in. So do you have some kind of maintenance program that, because yes, when you say maintaining, does that mean I'm going out, I don't know what I'm looking for, what am I doing? So
yeah,
is that something you provide?
Yeah, we have something called the Cool Club, because if you're a Genergy Air Services customer, you're obviously in the Cool Kids Club, and we come out, it's for a flat fee. We come out every 6 months and we do your maintenance for you. So we call you and remind you, hey, don't forget, it's time to get your maintenance done. And we do it pre-summer and pre-winter. That way we get it all cleaned up after it's worked really hard in the summertime. And then we make sure that it's ready for summer before summer comes.
So did you make it, because we're part of the Cool Club, right?
Yes, you are.
So do we have that?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Yep. And we need to come out.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Sure. Perfect. Perfect. Perfect.
Put that in your little notes.
Yes. So how, I'm just going to text Mark while you're talking. Now, how can someone get in contact with you about if they have like noises or something's going on, or they know a room's not getting cool, or all that stuff that's happening with air conditioning? How can someone get in contact with you?
Obviously, just call the office. The number is 727-595-5366. 5366 spells Jen with two N's, because I like weird phone numbers.
Cool.
So 595 Jen is the best way to get in touch with us.
That's great. And then you can also find her in Stroll Harbor Bluffs and on strollharborbluffs.com, where we have all our business owners actually categorized. So you just look under trades. You can find her logo and it will go right to her website. All right. So what else is going on there in AC world, and what can you tell our viewers and listeners?
Right now, a lot of people are suffering from pollen and allergies because of the pollen outdoors. And there are lots of things that you can do to, instead of using a room air purifier, you can use a whole house purifier in your air conditioning system.
Nice.
UVC lights in your coils, keep your coils clean. And I love the Remy Halo in the supply duct. With the Remy Halo, it creates hydrogen peroxide. So it takes the little tiny things that are floating in the air that get through your filter, and it makes them stick together so they get caught by your filter. And they also remove odors, and they kill things that are organic in the air, like pollen and pet allergies, smoke and odors as well. So my customers that have the Remy Halo swear by it, because they can breathe easily indoors. When they go outside, they suffer. So there's just something to think about if you're an allergy sufferer, or if you have asthma, or pets, or you're a smoker indoors. You want it to smell a little bit better. You want to breathe a little easier. Call Genergy Air Services for some indoor air quality solutions.
Okay, now I have a question for you that I think might be a little crazy, but I'm a little
crazy.
It's okay. People that suffer migraines, there was a time that I really wanted Mark to call you. I don't know if he ever did. I said, can you call Jen? Because I swear I get worse migraines in my house.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So am I crazy? Or is it possible that there's something going on in my house and we need this purifier?
I mean, you may be sensitive to certain odors or some off-gassing from some
like
products
Mark
in your house. Yeah. Mark doesn't smell that bad.
I'm kidding. Mark,
really,
we love you. We love you.
We
you
love
know
picking
that
on you. Mark's probably shaking his head, putting his hands in the air.
Those
right
two
now.
Girls, they should never be in the same room together.
I haven't really specifically had customers say that the UV light has helped them, but if there's something in the air that's bothering you that's organic, it could possibly take it out of the air and help you. So, but it's never, I mean, I don't know if maybe there's some chemicals in the house. You painted recently and redid the bathroom.
Yeah.
So maybe there's some odors coming off of that that you're sensitive to.
Okay. And then of course, the question that I'm sure that everyone's like listening and saying, like, how the heck did you get started in the AC business?
Oh my goodness. It's a lot of men involved in that story. So my father, my daddy was an AC guy. My grandfather was a furnace repairman in Maryland. And then my first husband was an air conditioning technician. And his father owned an air conditioning company. So
wow, yeah.
I started working for his father's company years ago. And then we decided to start our own company. And then we got divorced. And now I have the company. So, and then I became a licensed air conditioning contractor. So I started answering phones and solving problems and dispatching technicians. Then I started doing sales, really learning the business. And then I decided to go to school and become a licensed contractor. I was the only girl in my class. It was so much fun. Loved it. And as you can tell, I have all brothers. I'm used to boys. And so now I am an air conditioning contractor with my own business.
I love it.
Since 2015.
Women in trades.
That's right.
Yeah. That's so cool. All right. So one more time, tell everyone how to get in contact with you. Give them one more little tip, and then we're going to go on to Paul, but then we're going to go back around and reintroduce everyone. So people,
okay.
So it's people that are just tuning in or leaving their car or whatever happens, you know.
Gotcha. If you want to schedule service with us, you can call us at 727-595-5366. And my company is called Genergy Air Services because I'm the gen with all the energy.
Yes, you are. And then one final tip for, besides change your air filters.
Yes, is get regular maintenance on your air conditioning system. People forget it. It's the appliance that we don't think about because all we do is turn it up and down and we don't think to clean it. It's very important to have a clean air conditioning system.
And seriously, now I'm serious. I'm a customer, of course. Mark and I are a customer of Genergy. But it really is a no-brainer to get her maintenance program.
Yes.
It's very inexpensive. And like you said, I don't have to think about it. Mark doesn't have to think about it. Because life goes on so much. You don't think about air conditioning, right?
Nope.
So you, like I said, your customer service people, and they're calling and saying it's time for that. And that is just such a great thing. So it's kind of a no-brainer to get this. And plus, who doesn't want to be part of the cool club? I know. Yeah, so, and that's why she's with us, because Stroll Harbor Bluffs is a cool club, too. So
we're
all cool.
We are.
But seriously, no-brainer to get that maintenance. And they just call and just get it on there?
Yeah, or just call us and say you want to get in the cool club, and we will get you scheduled and get someone out to your house right away.
Okay, and then you keep it on file, or do they need something, or what?
We just do a one-time fee. We don't do monthly charges, so they just pay a one-time fee, and then they're on our database, and then we call them in 6 months when the report pops up.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you, Jen.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right. It's Be Local Buzz with Devin here on Thursday in Tan Talk Radio. We got Juan back there, our new producer. Nice to have you with us. And I have another guest for our saving money. And talk about a no-brainer. I mean, I saved you for last because this is a no-brainer, especially if you live in Florida. Now, do we have a song for Paul? Walking on sunshine, Paul. Why? Well, first of all, welcome to Be Local Buzz.
Thank you.
I'm so happy to have you here and in our network and in our magazines.
Earthly
Paul
smart.
Is also in both our magazines to get in front of those new residents and the Harbor Bluffs peeps. So why would I play Walking on Sunshine for you? What does your business deal with?
Yeah, my name is Paul Thompson. I am the owner and founder of Innovative Energy Solutions. We're a concierge type service that, complementary turnkey energy solutions that we provide to homeowners. We focus on specialize in PV installations, solar PV installations. So I'm sure you played that because, power from the sun, right?
Power from the sun. It's been around for how many years?
Oh, solar's been around since around 1960.
This is kind of a trivia question, Paul. Yeah. Okay, ready? Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. When was the first solar panel built, and who was it built by?
I'm going to say 1960 in NASA.
Nope.
Oh, no?
Onk. See, Juan, get with the program here. Wonk. Oh, well, that was a good thing. But anyways, we're going to take that back. Bell Laboratories, close, 1954.
Oh, yeah. There was the biggest pushes with solar and technology that came were, you know, designed around the solar, around the space, you know, space exploration. And they needed things to power things in space, cool. Right?
So yeah.
NASA really made the biggest pushes in technology happen about right around 1960, 1970.
Awesome. All right. So we live in Florida. There's sunshine 360 days a year, right? No brainer for solar. Talk about what the heck's going on with the electrical bills and the increases, and why is solar a no-brainer when you live in Florida?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, most of the people in these areas are in the Stroll Harbor Bluffs communities, and the Be Local communities are with Duke Utility.
Mm-hmm.
And some utilities are better than others as far as rate increases or concerns. There's been a lot of rate increases, not just in Florida, but across the country in the last 5 years. Duke is one of the utilities that has raised the rates. Since 2019, they've raised the rates 62%.
Right? 62%. I know.
Everybody's complaining about it online.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, next time you hear someone complaining online, you give them Paul's information, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, people, you know, people, if people are wondering why their bill has gone up, they most likely haven't used more energy than they've been using, say, 5 years ago or 7 years ago. It's that the rates have gone up,
right?
You know, tremendously.
Right, because, I mean, seriously, if it's the same household, the same amount of people, right, you have the same lifestyle, why would it change?
Exactly.
Except for the company supplying the source is just raising the rates. That's the only reason, because it's like you're not living a different life, right? So, and then the solar panels, they last like 30 years, right?
Yeah, they're warrantied for 30 years. Our
Imagine
installers
that?
Have a warranty on service for 25 years, generally, yeah.
Excellent. So tell us a little bit about the process. So how does it work for someone to even talk to you about solar, or how many panels and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so what we'll do is we'll do a no obligation consultation. We'll take a look at your electric bill. We'll take a look at your annual usage in kilowatt hours. Kilowatt hours is how we measure electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll build a system based on that. So we'll take a whole year of your usage, and we'll show you a side-by-side comparison, what it would look like if you decide to go solar with a couple different programs, and what it would look like if you decide to stay with the utility. And you get just apples-to-apples comparison, apples-to-oranges comparison of what it would be like and how much you can save over 5, 10, 15, 25 years.
Mm-hmm. And then when people get solar, they actually have a fixed rate? Is that the right terminology?
Yeah, there are different programs.
Okay.
You know, there are purchase programs. You can do loans, or you can do cash, or you can do leasing programs here in Florida. There are some leasing programs that have what we call a 0% escalator, which is escalator is an adjustment for inflation. There are some programs that start at a lower monthly fee and have a very small escalator. And then most of the purchase programs, well, all the purchase programs, those are flat fees. So what you're paying for those will remain the same over the course of 25 years.
And they're always less than your current electric bill.
Absolutely.
It's just wild.
In these areas, we're usually seeing that we can save people about 30 to 40% on their bills, sometimes more.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I mean, why wouldn't you just at least talk to you, right?
Yep.
So, Paul, I'm going to ask you, because everyone knows that I seek the best, all right? The people that really care, the people that care after the fact. Like, you know, same thing with air conditioning, right? You install an air conditioner, but then you don't ghost the customer if they call you, right? So the same thing with solar. And people know, I'm not saying something that people don't know, some solar companies have a bad reputation, right? That they're being a little flaky. So why are you on the show with me, Be Local Beaches and Be Local Buzz and then Stroll Harbor Bluffs, and no one else is? None of the other solar companies are. What makes you different than everyone else?
Yeah, we're very, very client focused. You're absolutely right. You'll hear a whole range of experiences mm-hmm. with solar. Solar is a great thing, but you have to make sure you choose the right company that has a very good reputation, and everybody's going to tell you they're great, but then right. you're going to see how that works out in the end. You have to choose a good consultant that's going to do a proper job of sizing your system, like I'm saying, built on annual kilowatt hours. And, you know, you need to, we provide a concierge-type service. So we connect interested homeowners with installers, and we walk people through the whole process. We make sure they understand exactly what they're signing up for, and we stay with them every step of the way. We're extremely client-focused. We run a referral business. So, you know, we are all about treating our clients the best mm-hmm. and doing the best our best job for them.
And that's right. I mean, I'm no stranger to interviewing. I'm no stranger to detecting BS, right? I mean, I can sit down with someone and I can tell if they're selling me or if they're talking from their heart and they really mean it. And that's exactly what I got from you. You're talking to me because you love what you're doing, you know what you're doing, and you're really true to it. And I can tell that from someone else that I talk to that I know. This is just a sales pitch, and this is, you're trying to BS. You're trying to tell me everything you think I want to hear. But the reality is, I'm seeking for the truth right now, and I can read between the lines. So thank you. I'm very excited to have you in our network and in our magazines, because you can tell that this is a passion for you. So how did you start this? And you're the founder.
Yeah, I'm the owner.
And what's the name of it?
Innovative Energy Solutions.
That's okay.
the name of our company. Yep. This journey began for me back in about 2009. When I started, I was going to school to do an energy internship. I was going to do a degree, doing a degree in renewable energy and among other things. And then I trained and certified as an installer, which is a pretty big deal to, you know, it takes some time and some doing to certify as an installer. Since then, I dealt with disability, so I had to kind of shift and focus into more of a consultative role. And, you know, at 53 years old, it's not so bad to not be on roofs installing hot solar panels when I could just be talking to people in the comfort of our homes.
Right? Yeah.
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 So that's how I got started in it. And I run my consultations virtually, obviously, because I'm in an electric wheelchair. But we have reps that will come out to people's homes as well.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a no obligation free quote. So it's definitely worth taking a look at and seeing, you know, how much you can save. We take a very consultative approach to things, right? So like you're saying, you know, you're not going to get a hard sales pitch with us. We're just going to take a look and show you the details and treat it from a very consultative place.
I love that. And talk about, because one of the things that we look for, one of the core values is how you are with your team, right? Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, there's nothing worse than going and seeing an owner like reprimanding an employee or just discounting them or treating them differently or whatever. I mean, there's nothing worse than that. I always look at that when if I'm in a restaurant or hair salon, it doesn't matter. If you're treating your employees like that, you're going to be treating your customers like that, right? So talk to me a little bit about the team that you built and, you know, how they feel about working for your company.
Yeah, well, I'd like to think that they like me.
Yeah, well, they're there, right? But yeah, no, absolutely. Seriously, building is very important.
Well, yes, absolutely. And we have a great team of very experienced consultants. Most of us have between 7 and 10 years or more experience.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and, you know, I do whatever I can to help train, encourage. I don't reprimand people, you know. I incentivize. I don't penalize.
Redirect something, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
Excellent. Okay. And so if someone calls you, and give them the number real quick.
Yeah, the number is 727-279-0608.
Okay, or you can find them in Stroll Harbor Bluffs. StrollHarborBluffs.com and Be Local Beaches and Greater Clearwater Magazine. And I lost my thought. Okay, that's wonderful. Now, what can someone expect? Okay, so, yeah, see? Chris, you're worried about it.
Happens
just like,
all of us.
Yeah, just happens to all of us. Because Mark's going to be like, because you're always talking and you can't keep up with your mind. I know, Mark, what you're thinking. But anyway, so someone gets a consult with you and they decide they want solar. What can they expect that process to look like? What are the next steps to that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll come out, we'll do that consultation. If they decide they would like to move forward, we'll do a credit check. It's just a soft credit check. As long as they pass, then the agreements get sent for them to authorize. After that, we'll come out and do a site survey. We'll take a look at your roof. We'll take a look at your electric panel. We'll make sure everything's good to go. We'll say, okay, this project can proceed. They'll take that information, they'll bring it back, and they'll develop CAD design drawings to be submitted for permitting. Once those are submitted for permitting to the local jurisdiction, mm-hmm. and those are approved, they'll come back and they'll schedule the installation. After the installation, the city will come out and inspect the work, sign off on the work, and then you get into the a queue, what's called permission to operate with the utility, in this case most likely Duke. And when you get to that front of that queue, then they say you can turn your system on. You have the permission to operate, like I'm saying, and then you start producing your own energy, clean energy.
Excellent. So there's a lot of players involved there, and I know how city works and permitting and all that kind of stuff. So what do you think the average time frame is from consult to seeing your first electric bill?
Oh, it's about 8 weeks, somewhere
okay,
between,
I was gonna say a couple months.
A couple months
That's
is a good
normal.
Estimate. You know, sometimes we're averaging about 7 weeks, but we like to set proper expectations. So we usually tell people about 8 weeks.
Because there's a lot of uncontrollables in there.
Absolutely.
For you, right?
A lot of moving
parts. Yeah. So my question for you is now, Jen, we had Jen earlier, and she's from the owner of Genergy, and she was talking about government incentives about new AC units.
Yes.
Are there any kind of government incentives for solar?
Yes, in fact, we're talking about the same incentives. This is the federal tax credit.
Oh, okay,
and,
cool.
And it's 30% of the total system cost. In the case of a purchase, you're able to use that against the taxes that you owe. And that it also rolls over, though. So like if you don't use it, if you don't have that much tax liability in 1 year, you're able to use part of it, and then you're able to use more the next year and more the next year until it gets, all of the credit's gone, or 2033, they start stepping it down. I think it goes away in 2035 right now.
Okay.
But they did just with the Inflation Reduction Act, they just did extend it. So don't be surprised if they do extend it again.
They usually do.
All right, so my question is, now, what if you get a new AC unit on this plan and you get solar? Do you get to double dip?
I think so.
Yes,
yeah.
We do.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you two need to join forces. See, this is what I do. I plan shows that you can collaborate outside of the studio to make your business grow and to help our residents. Awesome. Oh, my God. All right. So how does this happen? 453. Paul, one more time, tell people who you are.
Yep.
The name of your company and how they can find you, and then we're going to go back to Chris and Jen.
Yeah, Paul Thompson. I am the owner founder of Innovative Energy Solutions. You can reach us at www.innovativeenergysolutions.net is our website. You can also reach us at 727-279-0608 or paul@innovativeenergysolutions.net.
Right, or you can call me. And then, or you can find them on our website, strollharborbluffs.com, and of course in our fabulous magazines, Stroll Harbor Bluffs and Be Local Beaches and Greater Clearwater Magazine. And thank you so much again for being on the show and educating everyone, and we'll have you back and we'll start doing some articles about this stuff too.
Thank you.
Chris!
Pleasure to be here.
Tell everyone what you do.
Okay, I'm Chris Alampi from Whip That Debt and Whippet Properties of Florida, which is real estate. I can be reached at 412-401-2785 or chrissellsflorida@gmail.com. One thing I wanted to mention about the Whip That Debt program is that perhaps you don't need this personally, but you might know of people who do, family or friends. I do pay a $200 referral fee for everyone who purchased the program and closes with me. So, think of those people out there that are struggling right now and see how I might be able to help them with a free analysis.
That's a great, good. That was good. And then Jen, not last but not least, but Jen.
Jennifer Reynolds. I am Jennifer Reynolds. I am the owner of Genergy Air Services. We are your locally loved HVAC company based out of Largo, and I can be reached at 727-595-5366.
Okay, and I forgot two little trivia questions. Okay, Jen, the first one is for you. What relies on AC to survive?
Humans.
Well, besides humans.
AC to survive.
It's a good one. I loved it.
Is it animals?
Medications.
Oh, Medicaid. You're right, because humanity. Oh,
I like that one. I know.
Yeah, no one likes sticky pills.
And that's all I got for you. So let me tell you what's going on. Okay, so I'm going to do the poop scoop of events coming up. All right, so we have the Wednesday. Oh, that was yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, guys.
We had fun yesterday.
Yeah, we had fun yesterday at the Neighbors Night Out. Yeah. Wow, you guys missed it. Cafe. Next one you have to come to. All right, so tonight at 7:30 is a Solitary Man in tribute to Neil Diamond at the Central Park Performing Arts Center. It's our favorite venue. It's right there in Largo on West Bay. And then tomorrow night is the Artemis Pyle Band, and that's at Central Park Performing Arts Center. And then I learned last night that April 17th, these tickets are going to go fast, is a tribute band of Elton John's and Billy Joel at the Central Park Performing Arts Center. And we gave free tickets away last night.
Didn't win them either.
I know.
Ugh.
And then on April 13th, we have the Coastal Market 607, their spring outdoor market, which is all the rage. People love it. You're going to find vendors from everywhere, music, oh my God, food,
it's
drinks.
So much fun.
It's so much fun. And that is at 607 Clearwater Largo Road in Largo, Florida. And that is Saturday, April 13th, 10 to 5. I would like to wish everyone who's celebrating a very, very happy Easter. And I would like to say thank you so much for tuning into Be Local Buzz with Devin here every Thursday from 4 to 5. I'd like to say, Juan, you have a great weekend. And thank you, guests and amazing business owners right here in the studio with me. And I will see you next Thursday at 4 o'clock. Thank you, Juan.
Happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter.
Have a great weekend.